Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast, where we talk about all things anime, comic books, other stuff. I am your host, Ali W, with my co-host.
I'm Jew Breeze. What's up, imposters?
So today we are discussing Attack on Titan, episode 16 of season 4. It is the last episode of part 1.
So sad about that, bro.
Yeah, earlier we were discussing that this is... It's a cliffhanger. It's a big cliffhanger.
A huge one, bro.
Because anybody that's seen the episode, you guys know how it ends.
Yeah. And I actually thought, bro, that we had one more episode after this.
Yeah.
So when it closed out of Eren saying, okay, come on, Rainer, I thought it was going to be a huge season, part one finale of them getting busy, bro.
Yeah. That would be ideal. Yeah. But just goes to show where it ended.
Yeah, and like I told you, bro, this tanked my whole rating for this episode.
I mean, we look at every episode individually.
Yeah, in a vacuum. Yeah.
So, not really. So the episode begins with a flock and Hanji in the middle of a rainforest, and while it's raining, and they hear a thunderclap or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, we should go investigate it. Next thing we know, we see that a random Titan is putting Zeke in his belly.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of did something like that in Star Wars, where like Luke Skywalker cut the belly of Ewok or something, and he put himself in there on the ice planet.
Oh, to stay warm, right?
Yeah, episode 5, yeah. So I think that Titan is doing the same thing with Zeke, but actually healing him up.
Yeah.
Anything?
The fuck is Levi?
Yeah. Exactly.
You think Levi did?
I don't know if he's dead. I hope he's not. Anything that you want to talk about before the intro credits?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, but Zeke was fading in and out of consciousness, right?
Yeah. He was. Yeah.
And some little girl appeared.
Yeah, it was weird.
His mother,
yeah.
Or
I think sister? I think they're foreshadowing something. But yeah, I didn't know who that was. That was crazy. It was kind of weird, bro. Like seeing Zeke was in and out of consciousness, so I don't know how that Titan knew to come to him on that specific time, and where did that Titan come from?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
was that one of the ones that Levi left behind? Because no, I thought.
That's why I'm getting confused about, bro. Maybe, in my opinion, it could just be plot armor or something happened for that Titan to be summoned to his location, right?
Yeah.
Because don't you think if Levi would have seen that Titan?
He would have cut him up. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, where's Levi? Why did this Titan appear?
Exactly.
And why is this Titan saving Zeke?
And
I thought, you know... Titans are brainless, other than the...
If they see a human, they kill it. They'll automatically want to kill it.
Right, so why is this Titan, you know...
Saving him instead of eating him.
What's really going on?
Yeah, and put him in the stomach and called it a day from that. It was really weird.
It was real bizarre, bro.
Yeah, and it kind of reminded me how much I hate Titans, so...
Yeah.
So they are the Eldians really are crazy. Like that's a crazy power to have. Like at any moment you can turn into this giant man eating thing.
Yeah.
It's wild shit. After the intro credits we go back to where it all started. Shingen Shina, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, they at the dinner table chopping it up.
Yeah. Pixis. Do you wanna
Pixis is pretty much looking uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
My boy. I always say my boy Yelena.
That's
actually a female, right?
It is a female, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Peak hit her with that. It's like, you look good without the money.
Without the beard. So Yelena is pretty much giving Pixis a rundown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What was the saying that they mentioned? Pixis mentioned, was we wise or was we a fool?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For not trusting the people that would eventually poison us.
Exactly. And Yelena was like, I will argue that y'all wise and a fool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because y'all did what y'all needed to do, but, you know.
But you weren't smart enough to beat it.
You wasn't smart enough to beat it, right?
Yeah.
So and they also went into the armbands, right? Yeah. One black, one red. I think the red mean that you drunk the blood, right?
You drank the wine.
Knowingly?
Unknowingly.
Unknowingly?
Yeah.
Oh, I think the
black was knowingly, the red was unknowingly, and then the white was they drank it, but they didn't know any better, and they're not with you. So the red guys are guys who were like, hey, look, man, I don't want my family to die, so I joined them.
So I joined you, yeah. Right?
The black, and then
they, on one condition,
yeah,
I join you, and then initiation, drink the wine?
I think so, yeah.
We may be confusing it, but
we
get the gist of it, right?
Yeah. The black ones they joined willingly and knowing what the plan was, and they're Jaegerists. And then the white guys or the guys with the white armbands they're fucked.
Right, because Pyxis had the black armband, right?
No, he had white.
You sure?
Yeah, he had white.
Yeah, no, Pyxis
had the black. Oh, black, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you may have reversed what you...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, the black is unknowingly. Because I think the generals and the heads of the military, they drunk the wine unknowingly.
Yeah.
That the fluid was there, right? And the white armband are Jaegerists.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, yeah, that was a rundown with that little interaction or exchange with Pyxis and Yelena.
Yeah. Honestly, I kind of like, she kind of breaks him off with a little bit of thing like Zeke is going to be the god of this new world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you invoked his wrath. Like you made your bed, now sleep in it. Mm-hmm. You made this choice. Now you have to deal with the consequences.
Right.
So she feels no sympathy for him at all.
And bro, it's like, she kind of like worship
Zeke.
Yeah. You're a god type.
Yeah.
Shit. You a god that will save this world.
Yeah. Do you get the impression that Uyan Konopo, the black guy, do you get the impression that he's not fully with Yelena?
I get the impression that, yeah, he's a double agent, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's not...
He's just trying to... He's out for himself, kinda.
He sees that, like, okay, there's something wrong here.
I got
you. You know, like I was with this at some point in time, but now some shit is happening that I don't necessarily agree with. So that's where I think that he's at. Because every time he looks, he's like I don't feel conviction in what he's saying. Like, he's just saying it like reading off a script. He's not saying it because it's from his heart.
Right, and you mentioned that because next scene they visited the soldiers, not the soldiers, but you know our people. Miss Mikasa and Armin.
Yeah.
In a jail cell. And then Yelena pretty much revealed to them, hey, I'm getting ready to tell y'all the truth.
Yeah.
What's the actual plan? But even before that, Jean was asking Armin, why did they was talking about Eren, right?
Yeah.
And he asked, well, shit. What happened with you and Armin? I'm sorry, with you and Eren.
Yeah.
Why did Eren, you know?
Why did he fuck you up?
Fuck you up? And then so Mikasa, still being her protecting Eren, she mentioned that. I'm getting too far ahead of myself. Armin was like, yeah, he said something bad about Mikasa, and that pissed me off. So I threw the first strike of the first blow at Eren.
Yeah.
And Eren ended up fucking me up. And Mikasa, she came back. Well, you know what I'm saying? It was all right on Eren's part. He didn't mean that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to take up for him.
Like, he beat the shit out of the guy that just defended you. And you're really about to say that he didn't mean it?
Right.
The first punch he didn't mean. The other 12 were for what? Shits and giggles?
Exactly. So Connie and Gene was like... Well, you know, lately, Eren been a piece of shit. You know what I'm saying?
But
and
Gene,
I'm surprised. Oh, so go ahead.
No, but I was going to say that Gene said that, like, maybe he has a purpose.
Right, that's where I was leading to. Originally, they was like, hey, well, that's bizarre that he even laid his hands on Armin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's a piece of shit, but, you know, he care about y'all two the most.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's what Gene was like, hey.
He has maybe to have a reason.
He has a reason. Maybe he's trying to do this. And in my opinion, he doing this to try to protect them.
Yeah.
In some kind definitely. Of way, right?
Yeah, because there's a reason he left them in the basement. Because I feel like, you remember what the owl said to Aaron Kruger?
Uh-huh.
In season three, he was like, protect Mikasa and protect Armin. I think there's a reason he left them in the basement. So that way they wouldn't be involved with any of the shit. And they're safe from the outside.
And exactly. And that goes for any situation. You feel like a person is more protected when you know their whereabouts, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Like your kids. If you out and you know, out in the streets, you want your kids to be at home, right? You know your kids is in that location. They safe and sound.
Yeah.
I think that's where Aaron is trying to keep them locked away because, oh, I know where they at. If shit go down in this location or that location, I know they not about to be in the midst of battle if they stay locked up in a location I know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where they whereabouts at.
Yeah.
At any given time.
I feel like you said, like, rather have your kid in the house than out and about doing some shit. Because in your house, like, yeah, he may be, like, texting whatever. He may be sending whatever pictures, or she may be sending whatever pictures. But there's you physically cannot do anything else as long as you're in the house.
Exactly.
So you can be as fucked up as you want inside this house because I know what you're doing here.
I know what you're doing. I know you ain't going to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
But if you're out and about, then I can't. Then you have, like, that just opens up so many opportunities. I'm not about to give you those opportunities.
Yeah.
Same thing with Aaron. He's like, you're under lockdown. Every single. And it's weird, like, how he kept, like, Falco in there, too. And, like, everybody that he kind of cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Like he kind of made. Why didn't he invite them to become Jaegerists?
Because I think he don't want them wrapped up into it.
It's if he explained the plan, they might be into it.
Right.
But he purposely didn't even to propose a plan to them and propose it to everyone else because everyone else can be, you know, fuck it. You guys are, you know, put you in the casualties, whatever. It's war.
Yeah.
But you guys I actually care about. So he's like, I'll burden all of this shit.
Right.
I'll be that Messiah complex guy.
Uh-huh.
Put it all on my shoulders and I'll carry it.
Right.
And that's a big responsibility he's doing. And it's crazy because we have no proof that he's a good guy because on the paper he still looks like a dick because he killed thousands of people inside the internment zone in Marley.
And you know my favorite phrase, bro. Hey, somebody got to do the dirty work.
Exactly, yeah.
And I feel like you said, he's shouldering all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Just so he can look out for his peoples.
Yeah.
The people that's near and dear to him.
Yeah. Do you know my favorite phrase? I've been saying it a lot the past week, ever since I got my vaccine.
So. Give a backstory.
Yeah. No, it's just, oh, yeah.
Nah, you don't say it like that.
I'll give y'all
a little backstory, man. You got your vaccine shot.
Yeah.
We was chopping it up on the phone. I was like, bro, you cool? Did you grow a tail? It's a joke.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, I'm not saying that if you take the vaccine, you'll grow a tail. I was just making a joke out of it.
He told me I look like Venusaur by the end of the week.
Right.
Yeah. It was just a joke.
Yeah, it's just a joke, right? So you just start bursting out with this bizarre. Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to say
it's
it
not like the
you're going to say
it. You know the Kool-Aid, oh, yeah. Or like, no, it's no, not no. like that. It's like it's like if you've ever been on like a website that has three X's on it, like they use that, oh, yeah. You know, and I was using that, oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, like it was like mid-sentence.
Mid-sentence.
It was just a random behavior.
Yeah,
right?
Like I'd be really talking random. About the weather, and it'd be like, oh, yeah? Like, but it'd be a lot more... How do I? Euphoric.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more emotional of a, oh, yeah. So that's been my phrase. Like, I really like saying it now. I don't know.
I'm glad you got over that side effect. It's less frequent.
Yeah. When I take the second dose.
Oh, my God.
It's gonna manifest even more, they say. That's a side effect.
Blurt out, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
In a mannerism that, you know, I can't copy.
Yeah, that he won't copy.
Yeah.
I can. It comes so naturally to me. Yeah, that was the weird part.
Hey.
So, Yeah.
You're all right with me, man. Hey, I don't care what they say about you.
Oh, yeah?
You all right with me.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, let's stay at the jail cell.
You want to go to, let's go to commercial,
right? Oh, yeah, let's go to commercial with pickup.
We're back from commercial.
Okay.
Can I say, if guys, subscribe, please. We have 7 viewers. If all 7 of you subscribe, then maybe we can make it to double digit subscribers.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. If you're watching this in 2025 or 2026, then also subscribe. You know, maybe, hopefully we have more subscribers by then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He sounds desperate. I'm desperate.
I am desperate.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah?
But, yeah, I think it was still some more heat.
It was definitely more stuff, yeah.
Because, like you mentioned, like, you said, oh, boy, he felt like he wasn't being natural. He felt like a double agent, right?
Yeah, Uyana Kopo or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other guy.
Who was a dickhead.
Yeah, that was talking to Niccolo.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah, you devils this, and just going off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was just saying something like he was out of pocket shit.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Bro. Yelena did exactly what I wanted to do to him.
Yeah. Pull the trigger. Yeah, pull the nine to his head and shot him in the head.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, and then, like, when she first introed herself, she did that thing. Like, she put her fist on her heart. It was like Heroes of Shingana. Like, you guys are the real heroes. You guys have been through this shit.
Exactly.
I don't know why she would do that. And I feel like she really means it, too.
I think, bro, she is for the people at LDA.
Yeah.
It's just
that she has Zeke's cock. Okay, all right, yeah.
Yep, you hit it right there on the nose.
She's like worshiping every single thing that guy does.
But you remember us having this discussion, bro. I'm like, why are they just freely obeying the people of Marley?
Yeah.
Why not go over and form an alliance with your people?
Yeah.
And hell, your people's oppressing it at Marley. Form an alliance with Eldians. And y'all take back y'all land.
Yeah,
and y'all stand up if y'all want really the rights of humanity. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fight for humanity.
Yeah,
fight. Y'all for don't your have rights. To be yeah. oppressed.
Yeah,
stand up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like she really on that tip.
No, she really is. So I don't know. I'm iffy about it, bro. Because at the same time, like, I don't know whose side she's on, and yeah. Like, she's saying some shit that's both sides, but at the same time, like, she wouldn't have shot the guy in the head like that. It's weird. That, I think she's crazy. Like, I think she's a fanatic.
Unstable.
Yeah, like, she's, like, devout, like, where, like, her, like, she kind of reminds me of, like, a cultist, you know?
Okay.
Like,
I feel you. Like, I feel you, yep.
Like, she's just blindly following it because, like, she called Zeke a god, and, like, you know, like, Zeke don't even think of himself that way. Like, he thinks of himself, like, as, like, like, I have to do this, you know. Like, he's got some childhood issues that he's trying to work out, but she's like, no, you're a god. I'm like, okay, well, chill out there.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. So, I would, and then he got into an argument with Niccolo. I was gonna, he was talking shit to, like, Niccolo, like, oh, you fell in love with a devil bitch. And she was like, no, we're not gonna have any.
We're not about to do that.
Yeah.
And then, that was a kind gesture to the folks locked up. Yelena is pretty much trying to display or convey that, hey, I'm still with y'all.
Yeah.
Although the circumstances, you know, is not ideal at the time, but we still have, a common goal, right?
Yeah.
And peep this. Another thing that really, messed me up was how Armin, his reaction to it.
She told him the plan, the euthanization. Yeah. And then, yeah.
You get Armin reaction looking all weird and like you said, a cultist. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he started crying. And I wonder if that's, like inherited in him. You know what I mean?
Or is that an act?
Is he pretending? Yeah.
Yeah, just to try to break.
Yeah.
So, we don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is about Armin, he's a weirdo.
And he plays chess. And
yeah.
He's, the rule is remain 3 moves ahead of your opponent.
Yeah.
Armin, mine, he's probably 6 moves ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's probably cooking up something.
Yeah. And it's kind of like just the face that he made, like, when he was crying, it was kind of like, it freaked me out.
Yeah, it's like, is this real?
Or yeah. I'm like, he sold it so well. Yeah. Where I was like, he might be buying into this shit for real. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Aaron and Gabby?
Next yeah. Time. After yeah. that, Aaron and Gabby see each other. Mm-hmm. She goes into there. He's like, hey, shit, Brett, who killed
Sasha.
And then she looks up and it's like Aaron Yeager, and she like clenches her fist and all that shit.
You remember what I keep the same energy he did?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's right in front of you.
He's right in front of you.
Yeah. What he then says, I need your help saving Falco. Mm. Which makes me think that he's still a good guy.
Like, yeah, what's his driving force behind that?
I don't know. I like he's maybe cuz
is he using that to try to manipulate her? Like using Falco as a pawn to manipulate.
No, I think he really likes Falco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I think there's a connection between him and Falco.
Yep.
So
I forgot the time spent
in
Marley and how Falco was. He pretty much used Falco to communicate back with the
home team. Yeah.
Yep.
The thing is, like, I was going to say, like, there's a eerie connection between Falco and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so if you look at when they first introduced Aaron, mm-hmm. and when they first introduced Falco, it was in a similar way. Like they were both dazed, both looking at the sky, both birds flying over.
You see the credits, yeah.
Yeah. And this is like, what do you mean seeing the credits?
That's the ending credits. You see the birds. You see Falco looking up.
No, this is episode one, opening seconds of the season four.
I know. I'm just trying to support that.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to convey something.
Yeah, yeah, that there is a deep connection. And yeah, you're
dead
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Because they even brought that up in the ending credits.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so. I don't know. I don't watch ending or opening credits.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. I like to stick to the material purely because... There's something about
spoilers in it.
Yeah, because you never know watching the opening and ending credits that there might be something in there that fucks everything up. You never know.
So I'm not going to be fake peeps, imposters. So me and Ali had a discussion earlier, bro.
Discussion?
A discussion, yeah.
It was about to blow my shit out.
It was about to scuffle.
It was about to blow my shit out. You were.
But make a long story short, I read manga, right? So, I mean, for the manga readers that, you know, watch the anime like me, y'all know that this manga...
I hope you don't say anything right
now. I'm not about to say anything.
Oh, okay.
The manga is, you know, reaching... It's climaxing. I think it's ending. One more chapter.
It's ending in April. That's common knowledge. Everybody knows, right? It's ending in April.
I accidentally slipped up and said something to him earlier.
Yeah.
That potentially spoiled... A little snippet.
Yeah.
And that's where the scuffle got into play. What the fuck? You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah.
So, yeah, I apologize. I'm going to be a man and apologize on camera.
No, bro.
Because I was wrong.
Yeah.
I said something with, like, a general knowledge. I just made an assumption that Ali knew. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Ali.
He's Ali. I made an assumption that you knew. It was already disclosed or brought to your attention in the anime because you're anime only.
Yeah. So I want to...
And no details, though,
because
we don't want to spoil.
No. I was just going to say that I want to say that I'm alive. So, and that and you guys may be saying, like, oh, he's alive. Like, that's normal. It was not a discussion. It was not a discussion.
But we here.
Yeah. So
that's why I love my boy.
Yeah. So, you know, it's let bygones be bygones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, bygones. Like, it's always, I never got that phrase.
Yeah, bro. That's a phrase that, is it Latin?
No, it's not. No.
You know what, bro? I'm just so lazy, intellectually lazy, bro.
Please don't ever say that about yourself. Yeah, no, as a person who knows a little bit of Latin, it's not Latin in the room.
Actually, well, no, what does that even mean? Let bygones be bygone. Oh, bygone.
A thing dating, yeah, bygone. A thing dating from an earlier time. So let bygones, let things that have passed stay in the past.
I never knew it was really spelled like that. That's why I thought it was something, like the word was different, but it's bygone.
Okay. Yeah, like it's like something that has gone.
Yeah.
I feel so.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I think that might be it. That was the right button. Okay. So yeah, afterwards, we see a little bit of action between Pico makes her intro.
Oh yeah, she off my guy.
Yeah, the guard. Yeah. And she's like, I know who you are. You know who I am. Keep your hands where I can see them.
Yeah.
He says you're not about to do shit.
You're not about that. Like, that's why Aaron, bro.
Yeah.
You have to admit that Aaron is a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Because he got, you know what I'm saying? He has peak. He not worried about her, first of all.
No, no, no.
But it's a gun pointing to him.
Yeah.
Two at that.
Dose.
And he still got the mental, you know what I'm saying? The calmness, the mental capacity.
I think he's ready to remain.
He don't. Facts, bro. I don't think Aaron give a fuck at this moment. But still, he like, you're not about to do this.
Yeah, like he's he's like, I don't care if I die,
right?
But I know you're not about to show me. So who are you playing? Exactly. Like what are you trying to get at?
Tell me what you're here for.
Yeah. So okay, you're here for the founding tie-in. Okay, you bitch. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to sell it, and she kind of does sell it a little bit, right? Because I bought into a little bit.
I bought into it that fuck the people of Marley. What's the plan? I need to get back at them.
Yeah.
And Gabby like, oh shit, you a traitor too?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
They executed that really well.
Yeah. She says some stuff to like, you know, my dad is this. What do you think they're gonna do after they have their weapons upgraded? Do you think they're gonna want a bunch of monsters in their walls? No, mm-hmm. Fuck that. They're gonna kill all of us. We better take our future now. I'm like, hey, that's a good point. Sure. She made it better than Aaron ever did.
And Pete, what she said to Gabby.
Yeah.
We will always be subjects of Ymir.
Yeah. And then she brings up Zeke right afterwards, making mm-hmm. me think that there's a little something there. And it's not Zeke's cock.
So, bro, like,
do you think Peek is, like, good looking?
I fuck with her.
She's not good looking to me. She looks depressing.
I like that, bro. I like the mysterious, like, I had a hard life look.
Yeah. On her. I mean, I like that, but I'm not sexually attracted to that. But do you see how she looked down, and then like all the Eldian, you know, Jaegerists were looking up, like they had a crush, like, oh, I'd never seen such a beautiful woman. Like, yeah, she has an effect.
She's beautiful, bro. Yeah, look at that.
Okay, to each their own. She's beautiful. I don't know.
Black hair.
To me, she's
beautiful eyes.
She has soulless eyes, but okay.
That's what, bro.
Okay, you don't want soulless.
Her eyes give off the illusion that, hey, I can take anything.
Yeah. Okay. She can take anything.
She can take anything.
All 4 inches on a good day.
For you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what, bro, she can't handle all 4 of them.
I'm not about to.
That's 4 inches too much for her.
Man.
I'll be having her thinking, I'm Zeke, you know? I'm the Beast Titan.
Ugh. Yeah. Knocking down wall. What?
hey, so then they go up to the rooftop. She's like, you know, I'll prove my loyalty. I'll expose my what word did she use?
I will expose my
teammates. We'll say teammates.
Oh yeah. Okay, to prove to you that I'm not on no bullshit.
Yeah,
I'll reveal the location of my teammates. Yeah. Follow me.
Yeah,
but Aaron is still leery.
Yeah,
I think it's a setup. Which, indeed, he is correct.
Yeah.
He is a setup.
Yeah.
And my boy Aaron almost got ate the fuck up.
Yep. He got bitten. His lower half got bitten. But the thing is, like, in the middle of the air, he's looking at, like, such a nonchalant look.
Yeah, he just, like,
He's like, I should have known. Meanwhile, I get a paper cut. I'm like, fuck, man. Shit, like this. Like, shit,
Aaron is a different breed. Bro.
Yeah, like imagine how many times you had to have gotten eaten up.
Oh, let me do my reference.
Yeah, so we said this earlier, but if you know, you know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so he got eaten up, not in the way that Yelena wants to eat them up. But she then looks up at the sky while as he turned into Attack Titan mode, and he sees the blimps coming down. The blimps coming down are saying, yeah, "There's the guy. That's the signal."
Yeah.
And you know, Armor Titan, Jaw Titan, Cart Titan,
Cart Titan.
That's three.
That's three of them. Yeah.
Attack Titan, Foundling Titan.
Yep.
And who else?
Warhammer Titan.
Warhammer Titan in one.
In one.
I'm taking Aaron.
I'm taking Aaron if he was going against Autumn.
Yeah, bro. At the same time.
I ain't betting against Aaron.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, well, look, for what? What do you... Clearly, this guy is OP.
Exactly.
And
Titan is missing it. I thought they would have just...
They have a Colossal Titan in the basement.
I know, but they should have showed just a little snippet back. You know what I'm saying? Just to leave us just high and dry.
Didn't they? Like, let's see the ending credits. Bro.
I'm like, damn.
I hate ending credits. Yeah, they didn't even leave us with a preview.
Yeah, bro.
I heard they released a trailer for part two, but that's something else entirely. Because someone, bro, they fucking show the end credits with such spoilers.
Don't they?
Yeah, fucking dickheads.
Bro. Did you realize?
I didn't when because I was piecing that shit together in my head. I didn't know they were referencing it in the fucking outro. Outro is a fucking dick move, bro. Never watch outro on the anime. I swear, it should.
They do it all the time, bro. One Piece. What's the anime we was just Diary? Future Diary. Oh my god, that was just terrible. How they just spoil every fucking thing in the fucking beginning credits, bro.
Yeah, it's so nasty, man.
But yeah, I guess the episode close out.
Yeah.
Eren Jaeger.
Yeah. That's something that we're going to have to look forward to part two in next winter.
Damn, that's too long, yo.
I might die from now to then. Somebody might blow my shit out from now till then. I'm not going to look at him in the eyes. So what would you give this episode and what would you give part one?
Part one overall, a nice build up to some heat. You know, part two about to be fire.
Yeah, absolutely. Bro. It's gonna start amazing.
You know what I'm saying? It's about to start off.
Yeah,
they about to be bucking, scuffling,
fucking
doing whatever, bro. Yeah. It's about to get real. Part two,
exactly.
Episode one.
Yeah,
I think it's a nice build up. It's a lot of open areas that they need to explore. They need to tie a lot of loose ends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that's out in the open. People don't know. Anime only people don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Is Eren a villain? Is Eren a savior? What is Zeke?
Is he something in between? Is Zeke just a puppet in a puppeteer game? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that could happen.
Yep.
And... there's so many unanswered questions. Like, I don't think they answered a single question. Like, you could have skipped this whole part, part one of season four, from the end of season three. You know what I mean? And, like, you wouldn't have gotten any more answers. We don't know anything.
Right.
They just introduced more questions, you know?
Facts.
Like, they introduced some characters, and they killed them, like, two episodes later.
Right.
Like, the Tibers, like, they were introduced, and then they died, like, three episodes later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's...
Where's Annie still...
Exactly.
Like, what's going to happen to Annie?
Yeah.
She just wrote off. Yeah. What about Historia?
You know what I'm saying? Well, who's the dad of that?
Yeah.
Because I think it's Aaron. Could be.
I hope so.
Yeah. They should go on Mori.
Like, what? Why did he have that interaction with Mikasa and Armin? Like,
have you ever watched Mori?
Mori Povich?
Povich? Yeah,
you
Povich.
You are not
the fuck. Yeah, you
I don't
are.
Think anyone. On this planet.
Because I said it and you didn't say, oh yeah, that was a...
My bad, bro.
No, I talk. I was just... I'm like, he may not get the reference.
I had a high pass filter.
Oh, okay.
And that was high.
Okay, show him your shit. Is it school?
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show the shirt because I want to
keep
my identity.
Yeah.
Secret.
Okay,
all right. I'm like Bruce Wayne.
Okay, all right.
Making a podcast. You're not going to know I'm Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, thumbs exactly. Up. Yeah. No, it's he has an Attack on Titan shirt underneath. Yeah. And or a Deku from My Hero Academia. Man. This guy wanted to make the background Deku. I'm not on the penultimate episode, bro. Like,
yeah. Because I didn't know that. I legit thought we had one more episode.
Yeah, no.
And I argued that they should have closed it out with at least a scuffle.
But the thing is, like, now they left us on a high note. Like,
that's
a real cliffhanger.
Yeah,
because they could have ended it last episode, to be honest. Like, us knowing what happened with Zeke, and that's that. Mm-hmm. And then start the next part two with this episode.
Yeah, they could have blew up. I'm sorry, they could have ended with Zeke blowing himself
up. Yeah, that would have been better.
Because
but now, like, that fight is imminent. Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas this, like, okay, what happens to Zeke? Okay, this is, like, I would argue that they should have ended it after episode 15 of season 4.
But now I'm thinking, I think they did it well because at least.
Well, now we're thinking about it, yeah.
Part two, they coming out swinging.
I hope nobody watches this and is like, you know what? I can't wait. I'm going to read the manga.
Do it.
Okay.
Fuck it. You got one life to live.
Yeah, what if you die before it comes out?
Hey, I'm not even going to hold you up. I did it, and I feel great about it.
Yeah.
I like reading manga, bro. I like knowing what's going to happen.
I don't think.
But I get a better picture.
Anime?
Yeah, the anime, yeah.
Yeah.
They really do a splendid job displaying, you know, bringing that story. What is it called? 2D story?
Climax? Oh.
Well, everything.
2D story.
My bad. A paper story, right?
Yeah.
Animating it, giving it a better visual effect for me, right?
Yeah.
So I like that in that aspect.
No, I agree.
I need to know what's going on, bro.
Yeah.
I did that with Naruto, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I kind of did that with Naruto, but I messed up with Naruto because I lost interest in the anime.
The anime was shit. After this one, I started reading
manga.
Manga with Naruto, bro. It was like on Toonami or something like that. I think it was Gaara and Rock Lee. Fight.
Yeah.
Chunin and Zams, bro.
Yeah.
And they stopped there for me.
Yeah.
And I just needed to know the outcome, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? And so I kind of read the fight stuff, and I seen what was going to happen. I got depressed.
Ignore that.
Yeah, I got depressed because I really wanted Rock Lee to drop that L off on Gaara, bro. But it didn't work out the way I intended. You know what I'm saying? The way I wanted it to, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay.
Ignore that.
Damn. Let me stop reading the manga. Let me just watch the anime. But then I got to a point in the anime where after Sasuke bounced, right?
Mm.
Went to Orochimaru.
Yeah.
And then all that filler shit happened after it.
Yeah. There was a nice arc.
I can't do it.
There was a nice arc in between, like, Kimimaro and Rock Lee.
That was pre Sasuke bouncing, because that mission was them trying to retrieve Sasuke.
Yeah.
And that was Naruto and Sasuke last fight.
Yeah.
And the Naruto world.
Yeah.
Pre-shipping it.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
So I said I couldn't do it, bro. This all this fillers. I need to know
what's
going on.
Yeah. I actually wait. The thing that got me is, like, they kept on doing fillers and Shippuden.
What?
Like, they kept on doing, like, War arc, they kept on doing it. I'm like, fuck this, man. I can't wait.
And that's what makes it close it out.
Yeah, I never really finished the anime. Like, I finished the anime, but I never, like, it was, like, years later.
Yeah,
I was like, I lost interest. Like, I know what happens.
Yeah, you really cannot get the same experience watching Naruto anime than reading the manga.
Yeah.
Because the fillers fuck it up. Yeah. It fuck with the the flow of the fucking story, bro.
Yeah. For those who didn't listen to our very first episode, it's titled Episode Zero, Manga Readers Are Arrogant. go watch that. Or go read that.
Go read it.
Because a lot of stuff that we're...
Yeah, go listen to it. We all fucked up.
Yeah.
Go read it. Go watch it. It's not there.
Go listen masturbate to it. So I don't. Just give us some views, man. I need this. Yeah. So I don't know. I would give part one a 9 out of 10, and I would give this last episode an 8 out of 10.
I'll give part one 9 out of 10 overall. You know, season one. This episode, I give it a 6.5.
Oh, wow. That's lower than what I expected. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Y'all fucked me over with that cliffhanger.
Yeah. You kind of, if they want better reviews, don't leave us on cliffhangers.
Yeah, not like that.
Yeah. Not in between.
I'm cool with the cliffhanger, and I know I'm gonna watch the next episode.
Yeah,
the following week or even 2 weeks.
You would have never continued watching Game of Thrones.
I had
to bring you back from the dead.
Yeah, after spoiler alert.
Yeah,
if you don't know this character, if you ain't watched Game of Thrones, a lot of people die in Game of Thrones, but it was a particular character that when he died, I said I had a fucking enough. His last name was Snow, right?
Yeah.
So I had a fucking enough, Ali. I'm not watching it no more. I don't care what you tell me. They killed off my boy. I'm not watching it. They killed off everybody I like. He was my last
one.
Guy,
and he was
bro.
His favorite one, too.
And my favorite one, right?
Yeah.
And that's what was so beautiful about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That my boy Jon Snow, that I like... I actually loved his character. I said spoiler alert. I loved his character. Did not know nothing about Jon Snow, how important he would be in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And just by him dying, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm done. That's the power of being invested in a character, bro.
Yeah.
And that was the author.
Yeah.
It's just so shitty how it ended.
I agree. Unfortunately, a lot of people agree with you.
So devastating.
I'm one of them. They let me down.
Game of Thrones was all the way up to that last season.
Yeah, was
how my man got one shotted.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say who. Y'all know who.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just like, dude. You know what? I'm done talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm done talking about it because it's giving me PTSD.
Yeah.
That's your
you or me? Oh, okay. All right, well, I think I got to go. The battery's dying on this, so you see that, right?
Okay. Close us out.
Okay, all right. If you guys ever luck into the position that you find yourself in, and you guys think you don't belong somewhere, when in fact you kind of don't, and you may be suffering from the imposter syndrome, and this is the place for you. This is the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, all that shit, and we'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, we appreciate you.